It's time to get empowered and realize your true beauty with tips, breakthroughs, and secrets of the industry. And now, here's your host, your personal beauty guru, David Pollack, and health expert, Lisa Davis.
At this point, my son's grown and in his 20s, but I remember when I was younger, well, when he was younger, I used to travel a lot, and I used to bring him the little shampoos and conditioners from the hotels and everything, and he used to play with it. And it brings up a point. You know, we often think about and talk about beauty products and health for us, but we often overlook our kids, and they use products. I mean, my son used products when he's bathing in the tub. Kids use sunscreen, and winter's coming, and so they have to use lip balms. There's all kinds of things. So I'm excited about today's guest, because today's guest is Alyssa Herzig. And now she's been a beauty editor and a beauty writer for over 15 years. She's worked as a beauty editor at Allure, Brides, Good Housekeeping, Harper's Bazaar, and done so much more. But she's currently the beauty editor at TotalBeauty.com. So it's a website you definitely want to check out. And she even has her own lifestyle blog called The Sparky Life. So we're going to have a lot of fun, because today we're going to talk about some of the products and beauty products for kids. So Alyssa, Lisa, and I want to thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
So, okay, I got to ask, are you a mom?
I am. I have two kids. I have a 7.5-year-old daughter and a 4.5-year-old son.
Okay, then you're an expert on this. So
yeah,
we want to make sure we're ready to roll on this then. Okay. Because the experiences are different. And so, you know, I was curious what motivated some of the topics for today. But let's talk about it, because let's talk about even just bath. What are some ways we can have fun? What are the type of products they should use? And let's talk about bathing time.
Well, for me, my kids are both, they're different ages, but they're both going through the phase of hating taking a bath, which means it's not a fun time at night when we have to try to get them in the bath. They don't want to go. So I'll take anything that makes that process easier. And I found that a few beauty products actually do that trick. One thing they love are bath bombs. Like, this is something that women often use, you know, to cut, you kind of throw one of those little fizzy things in the bath and it's relaxing.
My daughter loves that.
Smells great. Kids love them too. They kind of, my kids fight over who's going to get to throw it in, so we alternate every night. They love just that fizziness, and they love just the smell and sort of the novelty of it. They can get kind of expensive if you're using them every night, so I actually, there's a brand called Me Bath that sells at Target. There's one called Fizz and Bubble that sells at Ulta.com, and they are actually mini little bombs, and that's fine. The kids just want the fizz action right when it goes in. You don't need a huge, gigantic, expensive one to do it.
Oh, that's cool. But that's when I started, that's what I was talking about. My son hated taking a bath. So when I found all these little bottles from the hotel, every night I was in a different hotel. So I used to bring bags of these home. Well, now I'm dating myself, because that was before TSA. You couldn't travel with them all.
Right.
But he used to sit and play chemist in the tub, and that was the one way to get him to bathe.
Speaking of chemist, another thing I love, my son is really into sort of that kind of like experiment sort of thing. And I found these color tablets. You can buy them on Amazon. And there's like red, yellow, blue, purple. You throw them in the bath and they change the water is totally a different color. And you can kind of teach them, you can give them a yellow and a green, a yellow and a blue, and it makes green. And, you know, so it's kind of fun for them that way.
Well, also, I may have to try it. That's cool.
Yeah, it's definitely worth it.
That sounds really fun.
It is fun. And the other thing that's great is, you know, you can go with like a boring old bar soap or body wash. There's fun soaps now. Like, one I love is Bath & Body Works has a couple of fun ones. They have, like, the shower jelly, which is almost like that slime trend that's with kids, that kids love now. They have, like,
God,
this shapeable soap. So just anything they can kind of play with, they like putting it on their bodies more than just, you know, a boring old soap.
Flashback, I used to have that crazy foam. Do you remember that?
Yeah, it's kind of like the modern version of that.
Yeah, it was like a can of Barbasol or something. You could spray it everywhere. It was a soap, but it came out as a foam. And I remember my mom getting upset because I'd use a can every time I bathed. So eventually I got limited. I was rationed.
That's the one downside. My kids do that too. But whatever, they'll get in there with no complaints.
Right?
And they don't even want to get out. That's the other problem. They don't want to get out of the bath when they're having fun like with this stuff.
Okay, so let's jump to seasons for a minute. Let's talk winter first, and then we've got a big topic. So the winter one, though, is you know, kids, they're going to get chapped lips. If you remember the old Christmas movie where the kid puts his tongue on a pole, but that's a whole other story. How do you get them to wear the lip balm?
Well, you know, it's like you're not going to have much luck if you hand them like a greasy, thick, you know, balm that doesn't taste good or smell good. So you know, go for flavors, go for fun shapes, go for colors. One that I love is Eos lip balm. They're those like
those
orbs. Yeah, they're great. I mean, they're great for adults. I absolutely wear it every day. But kids love it.
And they smell amazing.
Yeah, they smell amazing. They taste amazing. They're actually organic, which a lot of people don't know. They're natural. So they're great for kids for that reason. They can pick their color. I like to put them in like a holiday stocking or an Easter basket or something like that. And they throw them in their backpacks. They love, just like adults get kind of addicted to using them, so do kids. So it's an easy way to
actually
get them to do it.
That's brilliant. The shape, because my son, if it looked like a normal little stick, he's going to think it looks like a lipstick.
Right. Yeah.
That's brilliant.
My son loves it. My daughter loves it. It's fun. And they smell and taste good too, which is always a plus. So even if you don't get this, there's a million out there that go for the smell, go for the taste, go for a fun color. You know, is it quite as, you know, always going to be quite as great if it's, you know, kind of like a fun one? Maybe not, although Eos is wonderful. But, you know, some of those kiddie brands might not be as good, but it gets the best lip balm is the one they're going to use. So, you know, get them something fun to use.
Awesome. So I even saw one that was bacon flavored. But, okay, let's go to a big subject.
Oh, my gosh.
That one's for me. So when winter's over, or even anytime you go out in the sun, you want them to get to wear sunscreen. But the problem, I remember as a kid, is sunscreen, when you perspire or swim, it gets in your eyes and burns. And no kid wants to sit as mom's rubbing sunscreen all over me. So how can you make that easier, get them hooked on or be willing to put on sunscreen?
Yeah, well, incredibly important for anyone, whether you're an adult, whether you're a kid. And so you need to start getting them in the habit really young. So it's really a non-negotiable, especially in my house. Being a beauty editor for so long, I've sort of heard the horror stories for saying, you know, and my kids are not getting out the door without sunscreen. So we have to make it easy, because kids do not like that greasy, gloppy feeling. They hate when you rub it in. And a lot of kids, you do have to really rub in. You know, adults hate that too. I don't blame them. So I stick to sunscreen sprays for their body and sticks for their face. The spray is just so quick. You know, you do their back in 2 seconds. You do the back of their legs another 2 seconds. I mean, it takes probably 10 seconds to do their entire body. Now, the thing about sprays is you put them on your face. You can get in their eyes. Even if they close their eyes, it's not something you want on your lips. It's not something you want to inhale. But great for the body, but I would stay away from it for the face. But for the face, sticks are great. They don't feel greasy. You barely feel them. You just run them all over their face. It makes it a lot easier to get sort of those spots that we often miss, like the tops of their ears or right under their nose or something. It's, you know, it's not going to feel any sort of greasiness whatsoever. And the key is they are really made to stay in place. So they're not going to run. When the kids are sweating on the beach later, they're going to stay put.
You'll laugh. The stick is my favorite for the face, even for me. My expertise is anti-aging, not necessarily sunscreens. And so when they came out, that was something I fell in love with, because even when my son would swim or we'd play on the beach or whatever, it didn't roll down into their eyes. And so
right, exactly.
I think the stick is a great, great solution.
Yeah. They're great for adults too. I mean, if you're out jogging or something, that's the thing to use. If you're out, you know, playing volleyball or any of that sort of thing.
What do you use for your daughter, Lisa?
Well, you know, it's interesting, because I was going to ask about this, because now my daughter's 13. So, you know, there's a little bit of pimples here and there because she's like full on puberty. So we don't have much time, but if the stick is too thick, it's like, now I try to find stuff that's non-comedogenic. So it kind of changes as our kids get older.
We're going to run out of time in a second, but we're going to have Alyssa back, because this is a fun topic.
Yeah, definitely.
We talk all the time about adults and anti-aging and health, but, you know, kids use beauty products too. And I think a lot of people just don't think about, you know, the kids' products as beauty products. But we need to be concerned about, one, making sure they get used to using these products and form the right routine. And number two, making sure they're healthy and safe for them. So, Alyssa, we want to thank you for joining us today. We invite the listeners to visit totalbeauty.com. And don't forget, Alyssa's got a personal blog, thesparkylife.com. I think it'll be fun to check out. I'm David Pollack, your personal beauty guru. And if you have a question about beauty, visit justaskdavid.com. I'm David Pollack with my co-host Lisa Davis, and we want to thank you for joining us.
The preceding show was produced by the Gab Radio Network. For more information about the services we provide, visit gabradionetwork.com.